Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles has relieved Cardinal Roger Mahoney of all public duties. And Mahoney's former right-hand man, Thomas Curry, now regional bishop in Santa Barbara, has resigned. The National Catholic Reporter says the move by Gomez is possibly without precedent in church history, following new revelations about the way Mahoney and Curry handled complaints about pedophiles within the nation's largest archdiocese, failing to notify police or parishioners in L.A. and beyond. The Archdiocese has also posted online previously secret personnel files for more than 100 priests accused of molesting children. Mahoney remains a priest in good standing, but experts say the scandal has tainted Mahoney's legacy, overshadowing his career-long advocacy for Latinos and undocumented immigrants. Today, Oakland rolls out a new municipal ID card that's a debit card, too. You can use it to deposit checks, pay bills online, and transfer money. It's the first card of its kind in the nation, though other cities like L.A. are following close behind. The program is designed to solve banking problems common to immigrants and people living on the financial edge. But there are big questions about Oakland's experiment. Some point out a card with your birthday and home address on it that requires no PIN to run is an invitation to fraud. And as KQED's Arthi Shahani reports, the very people most likely to benefit from the card have to be won over first.
It's lunchtime, which means a long line is forming inside the check center on 18th Street here in East Oakland. Precious Tarpe joins the queue here every month to wire $100 to family in Liberia. Tarpe hates forking over the $9.99 for the service, but
you just have to do it because people back there need your support to live and so forth.
Customer Georgiana Gamble is here to cash a check. To buy stuff online, she'll put the money into her prepaid Visa card. The Walgreens across the street sells those.
But those are crap too. They charge you like $6 a week or a month, like monthly fees.
The two women are part of what's called the underbanked. Nearly 30% of U.S. families have no bank account, or even if they do, will pay high fees for basic financial services. It's a multi-billion dollar industry for the companies catering to them.
Their argument is, well, at least we're in the community. Most banks won't even go into the community.
That's Raul Hinojosa, who's done mobile banking work in Latin America. He's now part of an unusual alliance with the City of Oakland and a Minnesota bank, trying to change the way this business gets done. For years, Hinojosa wanted companies in the game to create fair fees. In other words, not the highest price the market would bear. So Hinojosa started his own technology company, SF Global.
We're more like maximize your social impact and still cover your costs. That's our vision.
Hinojosa knew the City of Oakland wanted to issue its own municipal ID for undocumented immigrants to show police. And they needed a way to pay for it. So he pitched Oakland, saying he could issue debit IDs for zero cost to them. In exchange, he estimates, his company gets 40,000 new customers. Oakland said yes.
In the world of prepaid cards, this is considered a relatively large project.
Another Bay Area city, Richmond, is now using SF Global for a similar debit ID card. And Hinojosa says he's talking to Los Angeles. But none of this will work if people don't buy the concept of a municipal debit ID card. It's now on Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan to sell it.
So I get the first card, right?
Kwan is standing in the old credit union office in City Hall where the first applicants are signing up.
I think we'll have a steady flow. I don't think we're going to have like 1,000 people here today.
Kwan backed the original municipal ID proposal, which was aimed at immigrants. Now Kwan is pitching the ID as a source of Oakland pride and peddling it on several fronts.
A couple of our locally owned businesses were saying, well, I wonder if we could become a part of this. We can be one of the places where we can load the funds onto the card and that would increase shopping in certain kinds of stores.
Kwan wants to make it a library card too and pay summer youth interns via direct deposit to their municipal ID bank accounts.
Some of them were paying as up to 20% of their summer internship check to get their check cashed.
Really as high as 20%?
Yes, really as high as 20%.
Experts in financial services for the poor say there is a lot of opportunity in this industry. But for everyone in the Oakland Project to win, the city, SF Global, banking partners and customers, thousands of people will need to use the card, and it will need to integrate well with mobile phones to have broader appeal. Kevin Sullivan, outside the Check Center in East Oakland, is not convinced the card is for him. He says he doesn't need it because he's a professional. So explain what that means. What
does I'm a professional. I don't have to. That means I'm a legitimate employee. I have a bank. So I don't use this for any other purposes other than my clients.
Sullivan, a social worker, does say it might help his clients. For this ID to challenge the status quo, a lot of them will have to sign on. For the California Report, I'm Aarti Shahani.
We're coming up on the Chinese New Year, and for a lot of people in California, it's like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve all rolled into one. San Francisco's Chinatown will celebrate the Year of the Snake on the 23rd with a parade that dates back to the 1860s. The Vietnamese community in Orange County's Westminster puts on two parades. But amidst the yellow daffodils and red paper lanterns, there are scamsters on the prowl, and police are warning celebrants to keep their wits about them. KQED's Tara Siler reports.
The scams work something like this. A small group of middle-aged Asian women befriend an elderly Chinese woman and warn her that something bad may happen to her family unless a healer blesses her valuables. When it's all over, her jewelry is gone, or perhaps her life savings, or sometimes both. San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon.
It's big. We know that here in San Francisco, we believe that right around $1 million have been taken from victims. We know that the scams are going on in L.A. County. We also know the scams are going on in Chicago and New York and Boston. So this is a pretty large situation.
In L.A. County, victims may have lost as much as $500,000 last year. It's believed many of the scammers are coming from mainland China. Meanwhile, awareness campaigns are underway in San Francisco with trainings for the elderly and free blue canvas shopping bags printed with warnings about the scams. L.A. police are also planning to step up education and surveillance during celebrations of the Chinese New Year. For the California Report, I'm Tara Siler.
And that's the California Report for Friday, February 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our team includes Danny Bringer, Howard Gelman, Jim Bennett, Rob Spate, Seal Muller, Sarah Bond, Paul Lancour, Gina Shalaba, Guy Maserati, Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, Polly Stryker, Dan Brecky, Kat Snow, Tyke Hendricks, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Westley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com.